This episode of the Best of 7 Sports Talk is sponsored by The Reflection Connection. For all your natural health care products, go to The Reflection Connection. That's connection with a K. All right, NBA fans, enjoy the show.
T7M Radio brings to you the Best of 7 Sports Talk with 7 Mitchell.
Eastern Conference Finals between the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Wow. So we set. Tomorrow night is game one in Denver between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. Number one seed versus a number eight seed. So many different angles you can really take when we kind of preview and break this series down. So we are definitely going to take our time with this over the next few days. Salute again to everybody. But, you know, the Miami Heat have the most NBA Finals appearances. I think it's like 7 since 2006. So believe it or not, they are definitely familiar with, you know, the moments of the light shining the brightest. Now, there's a lot of disrespect going down already, and I'm loving it. So the NBA.com, they came out with their MVP ladder going into this NBA final series, and it kind of projects the top five guys who they expect to be in the MVP race for the NBA Finals MVP trophy. So they got Nikola Jokic at number one, Jimmy Butler at number two, Jamal Murray at number three. Caleb Martin is coming in at number four on the MVP ladder. And last but not least, we have Denver's Aaron Gordon as a top five pick to be a finals MVP. I'm bugged out by NBA.com. But Denver, of course, they got three guys on this finals list, MVP list. I'm not saying that Miami's being disrespected. You know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Miami is like the only team. Was it Miami? Miami and Denver. Well, they were the only teams for the second time in the last 20 years to have only one player be an all-star on their team. Bam Adebayo was an all-star for Miami this season, and Nikola Jokic was an all-star for the Denver Nuggets this season. So this year's NBA Finals is just the second time in the last 20 years that features just one all-star from each team. Now, this year, it's been an interesting one. I'm going to keep it real with you. A lot of people should probably have Denver favorite going into this finals round. I'll talk about predictions in a few minutes. But first things first, let's talk about who is the best player in this series. I mean, is Nikola Jokic better than Jimmy Butler at this point in the game? I'm not talking about skill set. I'm not talking about talent. Is Nikola a more better player, a more valuable player in this moment than Jimmy Butler? Because I've watched all of Jimmy Butler's greatness come when his teams have kind of needed the most, minus the championship. I mean, this guy, and he doesn't always have the greatest of games. I'm not going to sit up there and stunt, but he really shows up and his attitude spills over in that locker room. And that's one of the reasons why I think Caleb Martin was so successful in this last round, bro. It's just that attitude that Jimmy Butler, you know, it's contagious. It really is. Those guys want to play and those guys want to win. Now, Denver, the Nuggets, they beat the Lakers quite some time ago. So they've had a lot of days to rest watching Boston and Miami, you know, locking for the 7 games the other night. And I was wondering at first, what advantage is that going to have? Of course, you would like to have rest, but Denver had a lot of momentum. Denver knocked off Kevin Durant, knocked off LeBron James and AD. So, you know, Denver had a lot of momentum, and they done that in dominant fashion. So this long rest I don't know. Miami's got to be tired. Going back and forth with Boston, game seven was on the road. Miami definitely got to be fatigued. But Miami is hot. Let's keep it real. Miami is actually hot. And guys who we didn't expect to really step it up has been clutch for the Heat. It's crazy. So, I mean, if you're favoring Denver in this series, I understand it. But there are things that give me cause to pause just because at the end of the day, it's like, who you think won it the most? Who do you really think won it the most? I know all those guys won a championship. Let's be clear. Nikola Jokic won his championship. Jamal Murray won his chip. But something tells me like those guys still got a window of opportunity to get this ring. And Jimmy Butler has went so hard over the years. I don't care what organization he's in. He has played so blue collar. And I'm just wondering, like, bro, is this Jimmy's championship to lose? Despite the record, despite Denver having a better team, was this whole thing just laid out for Jimmy Butler to finally crack the code? How great would we put Jimmy on a pedestal if he was to become a champion in this manner? Like, not riding no one's coattail. He literally carried the team to the promised land. Where do we put Jimmy Butler? And if he comes up short versus Denver, I don't think unless he plays horrible, we're going to look at Jimmy funny. But I don't see Miami's window, even though they just went to the finals a couple years ago. I don't see their window in the Eastern Conference being that wide open to be able to make it back next season. Only two teams in the 21st century has made the NBA Finals without being the top four seed in the conference. That was 2020, the Miami Heat. In this year, Miami Heat, who came in at an eighth seed. So they've already made history. I just would hate to see it come up short just like, you know, like that. But Denver is serious to a lot of people. I'm still not sold on the Nuggets. I know they swept my Lakers, but I'm honestly giving Miami a chance. You know, I'm giving Miami a chance to win this series. I know Denver probably is the better team. I know the bets right now, the odds is crazy for the Denver Nuggets. A lot of people definitely got the Nuggets making it happen, but I don't know. Slim say a clean sweep for the Nuggets. We could see that. But the only way I'm jacking Denver sweeping, well, I can't say that. I can't say that. They are really talented. But if they was to sweep Miami, I would feel like they would sweep Miami because Miami is just too tired. Like they just too ran down. They just went too far, too hard. But at the end of the day, Jimmy Butler does not, it's like it's undeniable for him this season. In the biggest moments when these guys back are against the wall, Jimmy is so poised, so calm, so collective. He's been here before, but he's never been here before. You understand what I'm saying? As far as I'm so surprised how comfortable this guy is in the moment. Remember, last year, game seven of the Eastern Conference Finals landed again on May 29th, whenever the game was, Miami and Boston. And Miami came up short. And for them guys to be in the same position again, they were up 3-0. And to be on the road and get it done, bro, it's just like, yo, some shit is just falling in line. Like, it's just, when Derek White hit that buzzer beater in game six, I was like, oh, man, Miami blew it. But just seeing how they were able to, you know, knock off Boston, seeing Jason Tatum get hurt in the first play, it's just like a recipe for success for Miami. I honestly, I know they are facing a giant, but when I look at it, and when you look at it, if you guys know basketball, if there's any team in the Eastern Conference that could knock off Denver in a seven-game series, not because of skill, but because of experience, because of will, and because of toughness, I'm going with Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler in the crew. I'm going with those guys. I got my brother B.A. in the building. Get your bars up, media. B.A., what's popping, family?
I'm chilling, man. How's everything with the seven?
Oh, man, slow motion. You already know how we do, man. Talk to me, bro. This finals preview, who, first of all, who are you going with between Denver and Miami starting tomorrow?
Oh, man. So that's two things. It goes two ways with me. My basketball knowledge of the game, of course, Denver in 5-6. That's my knowledge, right? That's just the analyst part of me. But the fan part of me would love to see Miami win it in 6 or 7. That's the fan part of me. So
now, even though you're breaking it down into two angles, BA, the fan part of you, it might not be the biggest piece, but it's a realistic piece. Do you feel realistically Miami, even if it's a little shot, got a chance to win this series? Because I think they do, bro.
Bro, this is reminding me of the New York Knicks in 99. I don't know if you remember the Knicks in 99. During the lockout season with Latrell Sprewell and all of them boys making it to the finals as the 8th seed.
Yep.
And losing to, of course, the San Antonio Spurs. This reminds me of that type of run, except Jimmy Butler and company, man, this is realistic because they can shoot. They can shoot the rock from four positions. 1 through 4 can put the ball up, hit shots. Bam's going to have to pick it up, though. Bam can't be smoking layups like he was smoking last season.
I'm not sold on him, yo. To me, and I used to like Bam, but I him versus Nikola Jokic, like, I'm really worried about this next round when it comes to that.
Yeah. Bam, the only advantage that Bam has, I believe, is running the floor. If he can outwork Jokic and just run, that can slow it. You can't stop Jokic, but you can slow him down, and maybe that'll slow him down.
Make him work on defense.
Run the floor.
You're right.
And that trying to get the ball in the post and trying to back him up. No, he's gonna have to try to use his quickness to try to get past him. Something that Anthony Davis and everybody else prior could not do.
Who's the best player in this series right now, going into the finals? Who would you say is the best player, talent wise, and who is the player that you would really go with at the end of the day?
The Joker, hands down.
On both sides.
On both sides. Hands down, the Joker. I would love to say Jimmy Buckets, but Jimmy Buckets, he doesn't he showed me some things this last series that made me believe that he's sort of wearing down.
The inconsistencies of Jimmy, his productivity offensively.
He looks like he gets tired in the fourth quarter. He looks exhausted. And I've noticed that this last series in general, the first two series he was good, but the last series, for some reason, he just looked extremely tired. And it was more of my teammates got to help carry the load. And then during the game, I'll make sure I can manage it the best way that I can.
Well, it seemed to be a recipe for success because they were able to win. You look at Caleb Martin, a lot of people felt like he should have been the Eastern Conference Finals. I know we talk about playoff Jimmy's inconsistency offensively, but you don't think that, you know, that attitude that Jimmy brings to the table has been contagious and good for that locker room to allow people like Caleb to step up? You don't give Jimmy no credit for that?
No, I give Jimmy all the credit in the world for this team even making it this far. If you look at it, they've been to out of the last four, three out of the last four Eastern Conference Finals, they've been there. And he and they actually cracked the code 1 year and lost to your Lakers.
Yep.
You feel me? R.I.P. R.I.P. to your Lakers, by the way. What's that being said?
We haven't talked since then. My God. Oh, my God.
But I will say, I'm giving him all the credit in the world. He's been the best player in the Eastern Conference. And he's been the second best player overall in the playoffs. The Joker is to me, hands down, is the guy. Like, he can't jump onto a freaking curve, but he can get buckets, and he's the most intelligent basketball player in the NBA. And we might have to start putting him up there with the greats as far as being cerebral as he is on the floor.
Talk. Now, BA, NBA.com earlier today, they had released their finals MVP ladder. I'm going to go through it 1 through 5, and you give me your reaction if you agree or disagree with how they got it. Nikola Jokic, number one. Jimmy Butler, number two. Jamal Murray, number three. Caleb Martin, number four. And number five is Aaron Gordon. These are the guys in that order who NBA.com is projecting to be the finals MVP. What do you think about the ladder and the names involved? Would you put them in that order?
That sounds about right.
Aaron Gordon as well? You jacking Aaron Gordon at five?
Yeah. I feel like you remember Andre Iguodala defensively. And that's how I look at it. You know,
you're talking your shit right now, big God.
He can guard one through, like, Aaron Gordon is one of the very few players that's 6'10 that could actually guard the 1 through 5. And what he's going to have to, the amount of energy that he's going to have to expend running around with Jimmy Butler, listening to Jimmy Butler talk, he's going to have to try to slow him down. And if he does get a chance at doing that, as well as doing his offensive duties, they got a shot. I mean, he got a shot, should I say.
Can Miami win this series without winning tomorrow? Like, if they lose game one at Denver, do they have any chance of winning? Because I think, even though they got to be tired because they just went 7 and we got Denver who's been chilling since knocking off my Lakers like a week ago, I'm feeling like even though Miami is tired, BA, they still should have some momentum, you know, riding into this series. But they would need to steal one and steal one early. And if Denver comes out on all cylinders tomorrow, I think it's just going to be a long road for the Miami Heat. How important is game one for the Heat, in your opinion, BA?
Game one is always important, but I don't think it's as crucial as most people think. I think that the real series is going to start actually game three. Game three is going to tell us everything that we need to know. Denver is a well-oiled machine. They are expected to win the first two games at home. Now, I would reverse that and say, if Miami wins, takes a game in Denver, it's going to get the finals are going to look spooky for the Nuggets.
Yes. If they steal one of these games, I don't care how wild it get in between. It's going 6 or 7. Believe me. It's going 6 or 7. So
And this is what nobody is I don't know why nobody's talking about this, right? Miami has been here. They have about 3 or 4 players on their roster that's been in this moment.
They have the most NBA Finals appearances. They have 7 of them since 2006. Miami is very familiar with this moment.
Denver, I know they got KCP over there that won one with the Lakers, did his thing, but nobody else on that roster has been this far ever with the lights this bright, the interviews before and after the game, and all of this. Bro. Like, it's different, bro.
It's different.
And people got to understand that this affects players, especially if this is their first time here. I don't know if you've seen how – look at the difference between the Eastern and Western Conference Finals wins, right? When Joker them won against the Lakers, the whole squad was going crazy. Everybody smiling, jumping around, talking about, yeah. Right. And then I know you see Miami was like, all right, like we excited about this, but this ain't nothing. And you seen Jimmy Butler with the MVP trophy looking like, I don't care about this. I got to win a championship.
Like, they on a mission. Like, you're right, bro. That's definitely something to focus on, because that is the mentality of a person that hasn't been here before or isn't used to the moment versus someone that's been there. Even though Miami doesn't have the same amount of rings to equate their appearances, but you're absolutely right, bro. There's something to be said about, you know, making it that far and consistently having a presence in the biggest game. So it's going to be interesting, bro. Last question I got for you as far as the finals go, TV ratings. Because let's be honest, BA, you know, you are a big fan of the NBA. I'm a big fan of the NBA. I would have never thought that we would have saw an NBA finals with Denver versus Miami. How do you think this is going to impact the TV ratings?
It's just one finals, and I know finals are very important, but I feel like the numbers are going to be higher than expected. They might not be very high, but they're going to be higher than expected due to people are going to want to watch Jokic, and people are going to want to watch Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. That's where the NBA is in good standards with, because you actually have stars out there. And with it being the Denver's first time, the casual fan's going to want to see. If they don't tune in the first couple of games, they're going to tune in the last three or four, if it even goes seven or whatever it goes, just to see, like, man, did they win? And just because of the storyline, Miami is arguably coming off the best, like the most craziest NBA run in NBA history.
Oh, my God. You did a video on it, right?
Yes.
Talk to my people. Let the people know about this video. Make sure y'all subscribe to Get Your Bars Up Media on YouTube, man. One of the best to do it in sports and in battle rap, man. He dropped a fire video earlier today. BA, let people know what you had going on today, just a little bit.
I put out a video or whatnot. I actually released it about a few weeks ago. I released it, but then I just I shared it even to even more places. But Miami is with, like, this is unprecedented. Like, it's unprecedented. You feel me?
Now,
with
this happening, lost the first play-in game. We thought it was over from the jump for them. Right.
I thought the Bulls was going to get them out of there the second play-in game to be the AFC. Mm-hmm. I thought the Bulls was going to get them out of there. Remember, they got blew out. They got blew out the first game. They were getting blown out the first game, bro, versus Atlanta Hawks. And they go, they win. They beat Milwaukee Bucks in five games. Then we go to the next series. They beat another squad, the New York Knicks, who were supposed to be this and that. They get them in six games. They go up three. Exactly. Oh, shoot. We're going to talk about them. But then next day, they go up 3-0 on this young, emerging Celtics team. And then they drop the ball. They almost dropped the ball. But they end up blowing them out in game seven in Boston. And now they're here. If you notice, I believe they've won every game won on the road, bro. They've been a road team.
Wow.
All playoffs, bro. And this ain't like college where it's one and done. Like, you got to win four of these things, bro. Yep. And that's impressive. So if they can get it done, this would be very, very impressive.
There has been a looming conversation throughout the media platforms today, BA, that Nikola Jokic winning the championship this year puts him as the best player in the world over Giannis Antetokounmpo, who they have right now, currently most people have as the best player for whatever reason. If he wins the chip this season, if he gets the Larry O'Brien trophy, is Nikola Jokic the NBA's best player in the world?
I think he's already the best player in the world.
What?
I think he's already that. I think I've told you this. I told you this a while back.
I was hoping you would kind of, like, you know, fall back.
He's already the best player in the world. And the reason why he's the best player in the world is because of the way he dominates a game. He does exactly what LeBron used to do. LeBron used to be able to control the game. from all aspects. Dribble, shoot, pass. You play a little defense, play good enough defense to keep his team in the game. But offensively, you cannot stop him. You cannot stop him. Okay, you're going to slow me down from scoring. I'm going to find somebody. Oh, you're not going to box me out because you're tired and I outweigh you by 50 pounds? I'm gonna get 17 rebounds.
Let's bring Chris into the conversation. Chris, what's poppin', family?
What's up, gents? How y'all doing?
Salute, man.
What up? Salute.
Hey, Chris, what's your thoughts, bro? Talk to me, man. Talk to me about this series we got going down starting tomorrow night.
Let me speak on that a little bit. I kind of feel bad for everybody that's in it because, like, nobody wants to give Nikola his props. After two MVPs, you know, they're still looking at him like the fat boy that can't play ball when he's at least, in my opinion, proven that two times over, if not three times over. And then you got the Heat, you know, I would love to see an 8 seed win it. You know, I wish Latrell would not have choked his coach and spent more of that energy.
You talked about that, B.A. You talked about Latrell, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only other 8 seed that ever made it to the finals.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know,
the thing about Nikola, though, bro, I think that the problem with Jokic, and he is, like you said, he has definitely proven this season, if not any other year, that he belongs, and he's one of the elite. I think the problem is, even though he was a two-time MVP, going into the postseason from winning those MVPs, and I know Jamal Murray wasn't there last season, Nikola just didn't look as elite as he did in the postseason, you know, and as he did in the regular season in the playoffs when he won those when he won those MVPs. Same thing with Giannis. When Giannis won his MVPs, once he got into the playoffs, he wasn't as dominant. The year that he didn't win it, That's when he won his first championship. So I just feel like Nikola just had to go through some growing pains. But, he seemed to be well-respected.
I got to tell you this, though, Seven. Jamal Murray has missed the last two seasons, actually. Two seasons.
Okay. You're right.
Joker, you got to understand, the Joker had a bunch of role players that he was carrying. He was carrying the squad.
Could you name somebody else on that team?
Yeah, exactly. I can't name nobody else really. And then Porter Jr. wasn't even, he was still wet behind the ears.
you be trying to compare him to LeBron, and LeBron has done it. That's my thing. You be trying to compare Jokic to LeBron, but LeBron has done it.
You said I'm trying to compare.
Hold up. LeBron has done it with what?
We're not going to do that. LeBron has been the best player on his team for 20 seasons.
We're not going to get into this LeBron debate. We're not going to get in this LeBron debate.
We better not.
I'm going to poke holes through all of that.
You know, I'll turn it all the way
up.
You and I haven't spoke since they got eliminated. So
what I'm saying,
real talk though, who did LeBron do it with that Joker had that was of any kind of equivalent status?
Are you really, Jamal Chris, going to sit up here? Wait a minute. Are you going to sit up here and live on the American public and try to compare Nikola Jokic to LeBron James?
No. I'm just saying, like, you said
he is
LeBron
is dominant, bro.
He's just as dominant as LeBron, bro.
He's just as dominant as LeBron.
I'm not taking it that far.
I'm talking about this year in particular. He's the best player in the
NBA.
Y'all got to stop.
This year he was, absolutely.
This year.
You know, y'all start in trouble. And I'm
not
over
a
20-year
span, but, I mean, come on.
Not over a 20-year span. We're talking about right now, though.
Is that Shannon Sharp over there? Is that Shannon Sharp over there? Oh, no, that's Seven. That's Seven. I thought that was Shannon. My bad.
Yeah, he acting like Shannon.
I'm close to Shannon. Don't close. I just ain't got that many muscles. All right, man. Before we get into the next topic, Snack King Cole and the Build a Salute, bro, who you got in this upcoming series between the Nuggets and
the Come on, man. It's not even a question. Seven, I couldn't come up here and punch on you when you was talking all that Laker nonsense. I got these Nuggets all day, all night, every day. I've been doing this since 83. We in the fucking finals, boy. This ain't for play. Man, I'm pumped as hell, man. I got Nuggets in five, man. I think Jimmy's gonna make something happen, but I got Nuggets in five.
Gentlemen, see.
It's at the end of the day.
Man, I didn't even hear what you said.
No, but yeah. Chris, who you got, Chris? And how you call me, sir?
I'm with my boy over here. I got the Nuggets. And I got them in five, too. Just because it's a gentleman's sweep, they're not going to try to, you know,
keep the ain't going to do them like we did the Lakers. You know what I mean?
Right.
They got a little fight.
Skip that. I got Miami in six. Forget it. I'm going to go against the grain today.
I'm rocking with you, B.A. I'm going with Miami.
I'm going to go against the grain.
Y'all putting your money on that?
I ain't putting no money on it.
Okay. You got to take the temperature real quick. You can do that for play shit. Okay.
All right, man, this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, man. Seven Mitchell in the building. Let's get into the second quarter. Topic number two. Let's talk about it. Let's take this thing to New York. I want to get you guys' opinion on this. So GM Scott Perry of the New York Knicks is out in New York. He is going to be stepping away this summer. I'm a little bit surprised. I thought the Knicks are definitely on to something. I felt like Scott Perry has done an amazing job since he's been in New York. But for whatever reason, he is stepping down. We saw Bob Myers just step away from Golden State. What's your guys' reaction to Scott Perry leaving New York? And do you guys think maybe there's a possibility that Bob Myers left Golden State to take the Knicks job?
That's a great question, man. That's a great question. I think that it's going to definitely affect the franchise because they might bring in a bum to replace him. If Bob Myers, I think Bob Myers is tired. Like, I think he's tired, bro. I think he just wanted to step away from the game. Like, you got to understand, like, they've been a successful franchise since 2015.
Yep.
And they've had their ups and downs, but man, he got four titles, and the way that he's in tune with the squad, how he keeps up with the players, how the city loves him and everything, and how they went out this year, et cetera. I think he just is mentally exhausted and just probably needs a break away from basketball, honestly. I don't think he's going to New York, but it's possible.
I can respect that. Chris, what's your thoughts about the general manager of the Knicks leaving? Do you think that's going to be a step back for New York going into next season?
Does it make a difference? I mean, like, real talk, we ain't talked about the Knicks literally since, like we just said, they was in the finals when they were the 8th seed with Latrell Sprewell choking his coach to death and shit like that. So, I mean, we don't – the Knicks have not been relevant for I don't know how long. So
you think this year was like a an isolated incident? Like, you're not sold on the season that they just had?
What'd they have, a 5 seed coming in?
Yeah, I mean, New York has been a laughing stock of the league, though. 19 wins and 30 – you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been – horrible for a long time.
You're so proving to see my them, point now.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're seeing these guys go from not having a first round win. They got it done. They got some young pieces.
Okay, I mean, like, the Knicks have won in the playoffs before. Like, even when we were talking about Oakley and Sprewell. And
No. We can't go back that far. We got to talk about we talk about it now.
Okay, well, we ain't got nothing to talk about then.
So you don't have no respect for what New York did this season?
Hey, Stephen A. Smith doesn't either, and he is a New Yorker.
That's a fact.
I ain't the right dude to be asking that question to. I'm sorry.
I can respect it. Snack, what's your thoughts, bro?
Scott, hey, man. Hey, you know I'm over here on the West, man, so I don't give a damn what they do over there.
Well, that don't matter to you.
It don't matter to me, but they don't make less shit over here. You know what I mean? So salute to them. I can see what my man's Chris is talking about, though, as far as, like, you know, I think it's good. I think it's at the beginning stage right here. It's kind of nice that they go ahead and take care of this now.
I'm sorry. I got to bring this up.
Bring it up.
Y'all remember Lloyd Banks, correct?
One hit wonder.
Stop it.
Right.
Stop it, Mac.
One album Lloyd wonder. Banks.
One hour wonder, but it was only like three songs on the album. Respect. Hey,
no, if you didn't listen to his tapes, you didn't know.
Beg for mercy.
Hunger for more, boy.
Hunger for more. Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. You didn't know Lloyd Banks. But he said in one of his mixtapes, he's like, I'm out here cleaning my six shots, watching the Knicks flop.
I remember.
And that was way back then. That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you're just disrespectful to New York City right now.
I love New York. I like the way the Knicks are going. I love it, bro.
I'm like orange and blue skies. I don't know what Chris is wilding right
now. Great. It's great for the league. Yeah, and they're one piece away. They got to get rid of RJ Barrett, though. Outside of that, possible Julius Randle. The point guard that they brought in has just changed their franchise. Brunson has just changed the Knicks. Like, he's not one of those okey-doke regular players. He is actually one of them ones that's just getting overlooked for the moment. But you're going to hear more about him next year, especially if he does not get injured and he actually plays a full season. So I'm digging the Knicks. I'm digging the Knicks. Yeah.
All right, people. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Seven Mitchell in the building, man. Y'all already know how we rock it here. Salute to the NBA community, man. We chopping it up, talking about the association. BA, I got a $1 million question for you because I was looking at reports earlier, and Doc Rivers is amongst the finalists for head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Now, you talked about Bob Myers being tired. I feel like Doc Rivers is tired. I know people shitted on him for the Game 7 loss, but I feel like Doc is still a good coach. He needs to be in an organization that doesn't have any superstars and so much pressure. He looks stressed out and beat up. Do you think Doc Rivers is a good fit for Phoenix, KD, and them?
He need to go ahead and retire. Doc Rivers is so overrated. I don't know why y'all think he's a good coach. He's not that good of a coach.
Yeah,
he's a great motivator. He's a great motivator. Like, he can motivate the heck out of somebody. But coaching, though, bro, this is why he has only one ring to show for anything in every great team he's ever been on. We're not doing this with Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers, sit your tail down somewhere. And go enjoy your money and enjoy your family, bro. We tired of that, bro. Like, for real. He's been given the keys to multiple franchises that were championship ready, and he still ain't do nothing with them. It took three top 75 players on one organization, possibly four Hall of Famers on that team, for him to win one ring, bro. We not doing this, bro.
Before I get everybody else's opinion, remind the people who he won that ring against, though, since you want to talk so bad on this show. Let everybody know who he won against who.
He won that ring against my Lakers. He did at that time when I was my Kobe Lakers.
There you go. That's right. Bring that name up. We're talking about them losing
editions
Lakers.
Of Laker fans in this motherfucker.
Yeah, bro. Hey,
it's been Nuggets
since
forever, but
I told you.
Y'all weird, man.
Bro, when LeBron went, hey, I was a Lakers fan. Once LeBron went over there, bro, I had to become neutral again, bro.
He walked out.
Hey, population stayed the same. Ain't that something, boy?
Yeah, bro. He messed up the whole franchise, bro.
What's your thoughts on Doc Rivers being a finalist? Him and Frank Vogel are the two of the top names for the Phoenix.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. I was kind of rooting for him until B.A. just had his little soliloquy. Man, I don't know. He might be right. It's four Hall of Famers on there. It took, man. That's a push. But I don't know if he has them other places. You know what I mean? Like, if you're talking about Phoenix, I mean, that's a good squad right there. You really just got to not drop the ball right there. So I think if he's going to ring chase, he might as well slide in there real quick, try to get you one. Because Frank Vogel, I think he's going to have you in the same spot, respectfully. Like, it's just a lighter Doc Rivers, respectfully. So, yeah. Yeah,
Chris,
man. Hey, salute to them. Matter of fact, get Doc Rivers because who can call? Oh, my God. Man, hey, my niece got a phone. She's like five. She'd be blowing me up. Hold on.
Doe's in the building. K, what's up, family?
Doe's, what up?
B, this disrespect that I just heard.
Oh, this another Kobe lover. I thought you was gone. If I thought you was gone from the stream. This is another Kobe lover. Salute, K.
Disrespect on this platform I just heard is unacceptable. I will not hear any Kobe slander.
Facts.
Oh, I ain't got none tonight. I ain't got none tonight.
Especially from another Shannon Sharp.
Especially from Shannon Sharp. BA haven't came in my man all crazy. So I'm good.
Yeah, you can't talk about Kobe because Kobe probably made that shot. Y'all might have got swept.
I watched Kobe ask for a trade. I watched Kobe quit on his
team. And I watched LeBron. I watched LeBron cherry pick championships. That's what I watched. I told you, bro. LeBron James is the only superstar journeyman that I've ever known, bro. He's a superstar journeyman.
Let me get Chris' opinion real quick, K. Hold on real quick. Chris, what's your thoughts on Doc Rivers being a finalist for Phoenix's head coach job? Is that a good fit in your eyes?
Love it. Love it. And for people to tell me that Doc ain't a stand-up coach, man, I don't know what y'all are looking at. Because he's done more with what he's had. The only other coach that I can think of that has done more with the talent that he's had was Larry Brown.
You need to be drug tested, Chris. You need to be
drug tested. Why do we blame?
Give me time.
Talk your shit, Chris.
For Larry Brown to take a team that didn't have a Hall of Famer on it, all right? With Rip, Ben Wallace,
Chauncey's a Hall of Famer.
Ben Wallace is a Hall of Famer too.
They are now 20 years later.
Chris is wild.
He's moving that goalpost.
Definitely a drug test is needed. What the hell? How can you be a Hall of Famer when you retire? When you
he beat a Hall of Fame team. He beat a Laker team that had Malone, O'Neal, Kobe, Payton, Harper, Fox.
True.
What? I mean,
Phil Jackson. That's right. Talk your shit. Talk your niggas.
So what does Larry Brown have to do with this?
My point is Doc Rivers is more with less than most coaches in the NBA, period.
Doc, now, when has he had less, though?
Say what?
When has Doc Rivers had less?
Classic eye from Snack.
Like, when did Doc Rivers have less? Every team that he's been on, he's been given the keys to superstars, top 10 players in the NBA. And now he's about to go to a team possibly the same way.
B.A., you're being guilty.
I got to ask you this before you go off. Why do we blame Doc Rivers for losing game sevens when it's so hard to make it? Like, he has a terrible game seven record, and we call him a choke artist, but it has to say something for you to even make it there. So why do we penalize this guy for winning games in a sense?
Well, he should not be penalized. You know why?
Thank you.
After Boston, he's been dealing with nothing but choke artists. That's what y'all not understand. You can't gloss over that. Chris Paul,
we need to run the names down, BA.
Man, they're top 75 players, but they choke artists, though?
Yes, definitely.
All these multiple Hall of Famers, and they choke artists?
Let me ask you a question, Mr. BA. Yes, sir. Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, two pistols, Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo are not choke artists, sir. You can depend on them in the clutch.
And that's the only
half, the fourth quarter, right? It takes two to tango, right? It takes the team, baby.
Talk your shit. Talk to them, Kay.
Individuals were on their own teams before that.
I'm a rebuttal this.
Together. You needed that leader in Doc Rivers to lead that shit past Kobe and past Andrew Bynum, I believe, was there still in in Nolan.
Man.
Can I just for 1 second and then I'll let it go. All right. You had James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant playing at the exact same time in their prime. And you gonna talk about they're not choke artists?
Talk.
Who had those guys?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that
was. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay,
you thought they weren't their prime?
They were pups, bro. They were pups.
Triple double.
And they were choke artists.
Bro, they couldn't even open it. They couldn't even open their eyes.
James Harden disappeared. Willie on the line. James Harden.
We got Blake Griffin. We got Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, Ben Simmons,
Jamal Crawford. Everybody, bro. They had a whole squad. DeAndre Jordan in his prime. Like they, y'all had a whole. He's had opportunity.
DeAndre Jordan in the finals right now.
If you are a great coach, you're going to help push these people over the line. I'm not trying to hear this. Oh, they were choke artists. No, a great coach will put them in place. Will put a superstar in place and get them over the top rebuttal. Like they do.
That's your rebuttal.
That's exactly what you just said.
What Chris said about Larry Brown even more valid.
But that's Larry Brown. We're not talking about Larry Brown.
Ray Allen, or Paul Pierce never won a chip before Doc.
I agree, but they never had players like they had together as well. But I agree with Chris on the Larry Brown situation. I do. That was an amazing coaching. He got just like he got AI and them to the finals with coaching. I agree 100%. But
BA is like Doc Rivers.
Doc not that guy. He not that guy for real.
Where's Doc to you? Give me a title, legend, Hall of Fame coach. Give me a title for Doc Rivers in your eyes.
I think he's a popular coach. I think he's just popular, bro. That's my term. He's just popular. Wow. He got him a ring. You lost too many game sevens because why? Because you were out coached each and every one of those games. It wasn't. We can play this choke artist type ordeal, but this choker, it wasn't even about choking. It was about coaching. It was that's my term. It's popular.
It's coaching. Coaching got you there.
No, talent got you there with coaching. But when you get to the talent gets you there with coaching. The pressure, when the pressure actually comes in, you feel me? This is when the coach calms everybody down and he has a game plan for everybody to give them confidence.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. You put Doc Rivers in there with the Lakers this year, the Lakers in the finals right now. Mike,
I don't think they even make it to the playoffs. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Yeah, he don't know how to make adjustments. That's why I said, like, I think he's a good coach, but I just don't feel like he need to be coaching those superstars or stars. He need to be with some young talent that he can develop. I think he's still a factor. But going to Phoenix with KD and Kevin and what's his name? Booker. And
that's the wrong team for him.
That's the wrong team for him. That's the wrong team.
I do agree with that. You know why? Because they don't – Doc is good with at least one or two people on there who are at least vets or hard-nosed guys. If you're not a hard-nosed dude – you can't really play for Doc. Doc ain't gonna respect you.
He can't deal with egos neither.
So Doc, this is what I think Doc is. I think Doc is a type of coach. He needs veteran superstar talent on his team, right? He needs veteran superstar talent so they can run themselves. So all he could do is be like, yeah, guys, come on, let's think of a term. Let's think of a saying. Go ahead and chant this. That's all he does. The X's and O's.
You might as well say that about Phil Jackson. That's all Phil Jackson did.
Phil Jackson and Tex Winters invented one of the greatest NBA strategies of all time.
That was dangerous. That's the last topic for the show.
Are they using it now?
Last topic. Last topic.
Nope.
Let me get this one off. This is kind of a hypothetical, but I did see it on social media, and I wonder what you guys thought about this. A possible trade Ja Morant for Boston Celtics, Jaylen Brown. Now, the Celtics would basically finally get the point guard they've been looking for, and they would give Ja Morant one of the best organization coaches in sports. People feel like Boston is a great basketball organization. I don't know how he as a personality would fit in Boston, but you got that in Memphis. You know, they pretty much get a superstar that fits that grit and grind on both ends of the court in Jaylen Brown, or at least a star. What do y'all think about Ja and Jaylen trade for Memphis Boston? Is that too much of a trade to give up for Ja?
I don't know about this trade.
And I'm saying it, and I'm only bringing it light to it because I honestly question how long both of these guys are going to be in their respective teams.
So with Ja, I don't know what's going on with Ja, but the Celtics, period. The Celtics just need somebody that's going to be able to set the table. Meaning Chris they Paul. Need an actual man. If Chris Paul's older now, but somebody that's going to take pressure off of Tatum and Brown, because they got to do too much bringing the ball up, trying to set up offense. They both are horrible passers. They both are really bad passers. They just like to score. They need somebody that's going to set the table. Marcus Smart is just not that guy. He's not.
What about the guy we got that we're going to get rid of, the rat, D'Angelo Russell? You like him?
Nah. He showed it. Like D'Angelo Russell that played for Brooklyn a few years ago. That guy, possibly. But you need somebody that's going to set the table. They don't got nobody to set the table, so they got to work super hard and throw and shoot 40-some threes a game.
Yo, Chris, what about you, bro? What do you think about a Ja Morant for a Jaylen Brown trade?
I love it.
For both teams?
No, I love it for the Celtics. I don't think Jaylen's going to make it in Memphis, but I think that Ja is going to be a much better fit for Jason down there in Boston. Mm.
Kay, what about you, bro? Hey,
I would say it's good for Ja.
I'll come back to you real in a second, Chris. What you say, Kay?
I would say it's good for Ja from the standpoint, that shit to do in Boston, for real. So, you don't, he's going to be able to chill. You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to find himself in many situations. But as far as fit, as far as for the team, for like Boston and Jaylen's fit for the Grizzlies, I think Jaylen is probably going to end up being the league scoring leader if you go to Memphis. That doesn't mean the team is going to do as well, but I think he's going to be leading scorer. And I think Ja Morant is going to be tamed a little bit because he's going to be more of, I don't want to say a sidekick, but he's going to really have a 1-2 punch kind of person. He's going to have somebody that is going to have most of the shine in Boston.
So if he coming to Boston, you got Ja number 2, Jason Tatum number 1?
Yes, sir. Jason Tatum scored 51 points in a 7-game to get them to the Eastern Conference Finals. We ain't really seen Josh show up like that in the playoffs, to be honest.
What were you going to say, Chris, bro?
I'm just going to say, when Ja entered the league, I remember a documentary that he came in and he said, I'm not a point guard. I'm a point god. And I was like, God damn, this confidence. And you know what? He backed that shit up 110%. I love Ja Morant. I think that dude can fly anywhere he goes. But I do believe he's a better fit in Boston with Jason. And if you got to get rid of Jaylen, then that's just what's got to be.
Could Boston do something keeping Jason and Jaylen and adding Chris Paul?
Chris Paul?
Yeah, because he's pretty much done in Phoenix.
Exactly. He's good. Great career.
Good I wanted career. Him in L.A. Y'all bugging. I take him. Give me Chris with LeBron.
Chris could definitely help Boston, though. He can help them. He can help him, but he's not going to be able to help him down the stretch, though.
Shit. No.
Oh, my God, bro. Well, I don't know, man. I love this game. That's all I can say. But it's going down tomorrow, game one of the NBA Finals in Denver. We got the Miami Heat versus the Denver Nuggets. Chris, B.A.K. Doze, I appreciate you fellas for joining me tonight. Y'all already know. Big up to the NBA community, man. Just real quick before I sign off, if you guys are into daily NBA content, make sure you follow me everywhere on social media, 24/7, 365, man. Definitely appreciate the support. Big up again to my brothers. Make sure y'all follow my guys on social media. Anybody got any final thoughts, anything else y'all want to say before we tap out for this evening?
I need you to go ahead and retire LeBron. That's it.
His jersey? Oh, you him to retire?
You know, we don't want it.
We're gonna have a special show this week.
We don't want your number.
Wow, he gonna take a year off, and when him and his son come back, they gonna cause hell for another 3 years. B.A., you gonna pay for this one, bro?
We don't want you on the Lakers no more.
Salute to you guys, man. I'm Seven Mitchell. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, and we are out, man. Y'all be safe. Peace. All right, man, I want to thank you guys for listening into another episode of the Best of Seven Sports Talk. I'm Seven Mitchell, man. Make sure you follow the show to be sure to be notified about the next episode. Also, I'll put the Linktree link in the description so you can follow us on social media as well as donate and contribute to our platform. See you guys again on the next episode. Peace.